We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the line from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Ruben Frank is with us. Hi, Rube.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Rube, I got to run by you some days. I know you're great with stats, all right? Are you even shocked? We have now pinned it down. In 6 minutes, Rube, the Eagles sold out both of their public practices. 6 minutes, they sold 68,000 seats twice. How amazed are you by that?
Yeah, you know, not a lot of things amaze me, but that's amazing. That kind of blew my mind. I thought they would sell out maybe in a day, maybe in a couple days, but in 6 minutes, that's hard to believe for a practice. And it's not even like a full contact practice. It's basically a bunch of guys running around for an hour and a half. It just kind of shows you, last year was great and everything, and it was a lot of fun, but I think everything's going to be magnified this year. It's going to be 10 times more crazy than last year just because, hey, now we have a chance to do it again. So that was kind of shocking, though. It just goes to show you how rabid these fans are.
I know, but, Rube, once you've experienced the ultimate, which we did, right, wouldn't you think there'd be a little less passion because the second time is never as thrilling as the first, but I'm sensing none of that. Give me a read on that.
Yeah, because I think people get that this team was built to last. This team was built to have sustained success, and it wasn't a one-time thing. And they have a chance to do some really special things over the next few years. They're not going away. I mean, this team, you know, a lot of Super Bowl teams, they're older teams. You know, maybe they're kind of fluky and, but I mean, this team with a backup quarterback, what they did, and now to get Carson Wentz back and everybody else who was hurt, I mean, they have a chance. Carson Wentz is 24, 25. Yep. They have a chance for the next, like, 7 or 8 years to win a few more. And I think people understand that this is just the beginning. Last year wasn't the end of anything. It was just the start of something special, and they want to be a part of it.
All right, the next thing is, Rube, this also, I believe, is history, all right?
That was a pretty good answer, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, it was better than good. It's exactly why we book you, because they're all great answers. All right, Rube, here's the next thing. The top 10 merchandise sales for individual players released yesterday by the NFL. Number one in the entire NFL, jersey, Nick Foles. Number three, Carson Wentz. We got two of the top three, and they're both quarterbacks. There's no way that ever happened before. That's got to be history as well, right?
And Vince Young's number eight, I heard.
But, Rube, we're not just loving them. We're paying to love them. We're putting our money up to see them.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Foles is not just a great Philly story. I mean, it's not just a great sports story. I mean, this is just one of the great stories, period, in life that I've ever seen, that I've ever witnessed, and the rest of the country is catching on, and it's really something special. And I mean, who would have thought that Carson Wentz would be almost like the forgotten man in this city?
Yep.
The way he played last year and the way he kind of captivated the city for the first 13 weeks of the season, but that's where he's at. So it's a unique, nothing like this has ever happened. I mean,
nope.
I don't know. This is kind of unprecedented, and it was such a long wait, and once it happened, it happened in a way that had never happened. I mean, so leave it to Philly to do it in a completely different, unique, unprecedented way, and I think that's one of the reasons that that the fans are so rabid right now is because it happened in a way that it's never happened before, and it just captivates people.
Right.
Both. And, those Foles numbers are not just in Philly. I mean, they're all over the country. I mean,
yes,
this is a national thing.
National. By the way, Rube, as somebody who, and I'm going to branch this out a little, talk about other sports with you. As somebody who follows all the sports, what do you think the best play was in the past 12 months in sports? Mm-hmm. Is that a tough one for you, Rube, to think over?
The Philly specials might be the best play in any sport ever.
Yes.
when you consider what was at stake and the situation and how it happened and how it and who was involved in it, you know, a third string running back and an undrafted running back and a backup tight end and a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl. I mean, for that play to happen in that situation, that is the greatest play in sports history right there.
No, and the ESPY said it wasn't even the greatest play this year.
Yeah, who cares? They're wrong.
I love Rube. This is what I love. All right, now, Rube, now let's get into some philosophy, all right? Because I watched very closely the way Howie Roseman came back and did what he did to build a champion. It was bold. It was take no prisoners. It was we're going for it. Do you see that philosophy in any of the other three teams in the city?
That's a good question. I think certainly the Flyers and, well, I think all three teams are building the right way through young talent. And, I mean, they're certainly all trying to be bold. I mean, what Howie did was just a combination of tremendous evaluations. And certainly Joe Douglas is a big part of that process. And you know, the trades when he first regained power, I mean, that was the bold part. That was the crazy part. I still don't know how he got any value for, you know, those Byron Maxwell and DeMarco Murray and Kiko and those guys. I think all the teams are kind of on the right track. They're trying to build the right way with young talent. And, you know, they all have some really good young talent to a good extent. So whether that's going to end up in the championship, I don't know. I kind of think they're all heading the right track. I really do. They're all doing it the right way.
I know they're not. That's a horrible answer. And I'm very, very disappointed by you saying that, Rube. See, the problem is this, though. Manny Machado was on the cusp of being a Philly, but they had to give up Sixto Sanchez, and they were unwilling to give it up. And Al just said, prospects, you never know, right, Al? You don't know.
No.
You don't. Why don't you go for it? You're in first place. Howie makes that move, Rube. And here's another one for you.
I'm not sure Howie would make that Machado. I'm not sure he would. I mean, I agree in theory that you give up prospects because you never know. But I'm not sold on that specific move. And I think Matt Klentak's doing things the right way. I think they know what they're doing.
All right. And then you got the Sixers. All right. Could you analyze for me their front office, which 2 months into the search still doesn't have a GM? Are you impressed by that?
Yeah, that whole thing is just such a mess, that, you know, starting from Colangelo, and it's really embarrassing. They need something to kind of, you know, turn that embarrassment. I mean, they became a league-wide embarrassment. I mean, what the heck happened there? I mean, I still can't believe it, but they need something. They definitely need something. I think Brett Brown's doing as well as he can, but he's not a GM, and it looks bad. It definitely looks bad when you can't even get a GM that fast.
Right.
There's
and
no
let me,
doubt about it.
There's pride, and John Johnson is called their offseason terrible.
It's a bad offseason, yeah.
Bad offseason. Do you agree with that, Rube?
I do agree it's a disappointing offseason. But I also think when you have Embiid and Simmons to build around, you know, they're going to be really good. And they'll have other opportunities to get elite players. It's definitely disappointing.
All right, Rube, one last thing. I love when you incorporate music into your work at NBC Sports Philadelphia. You are extremely well-versed in very obscure stuff, but it's great stuff. I want you to hear an amazing tirade from Tom Kelly, who is our engineer today, but is extremely upset with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Could I run this by you and tell me how you feel about Kelly's position on Taylor Swift? Go ahead.
Well, I was at the concert with my wife last Saturday night at the Link, and she performed for over 2 hours. And I thought it was appalling that she went throughout that entire performance without being able to spare 10, 15 seconds to congratulate the Eagles on winning the Super Bowl, a huge accomplishment in the history of the franchise, in their home, performing in their stadium where she's performed many times before, has a relationship with the organization that goes back years. She couldn't take 15 seconds to congratulate them on that accomplishment. I found it appalling and classless and just extremely disturbing.
Group?
Well, you guys know I love TK. And,
I know you do.
I think the world of him.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's great, knowledgeable, talented. But, I mean, who cares what Taylor Swift says about the Eagles?
No, she's a local girl, Rube. She's in the home of the champions. You got to acknowledge it.
Who cares? People are going there to hear her music. They're not going there to hear her talk about Nick Sudfeld.
You're putting this in one of your columns? Come on, Rube, get in the game.
I could not care less what Taylor Swift's stage dad there is. Who cares? What's the difference?
All right. I wasn't going to do it. Ruben, you know I love you, man. You're the best thing happened to this town. Thank you, Rube.
Sorry, guys.
Get Ava over here. We're going to change the question.
Oh, no.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.